Hi there, welcome to the Flourish As You Age podcast. I'm Michael C. Patterson. Our premise is that our ability to flourish is determined to a large extent by how we use our minds. So, we are examining different ways to manage our minds. In this episode and a number of subsequent episodes, I want to tackle the Buddhist ideas of non-dualism and the so-called illusion of self. Buddhist psychology claims that much of our suffering results from dualistic thinking and feeling that we have a self that is separate and apart from everything else. Buddhists say that this is an illusion. Happiness and peace of mind, they suggest, can be found through awakening to the reality that we do not have a separate self. We are not somehow separated from our awareness, and that we are instead an integral manifestation of all existence. Now, just what are they talking about? I find the Buddhist concept of non-duality hard to grasp, yet it seems an important mindset to figure out. Do we have a separate self, or are we somehow deluding ourselves to think so? In recent podcasts, we've been exploring the good feelings and peace of mind that accompany mystical experiences and psychedelic experiences. A big part of both types of experience is this sense of unity with something greater than ourselves, a dissolution of the ego, and a unity with something beyond. So hard as it is, I feel compelled to grapple with these hard concepts of no self and non-dualism. Essentially, as I understand it, the concept of non-duality is that there is no separation between the I, the knower, and what is known. No difference between the doer and what is done. There is no person who experiences something. There is just the experience, the awareness. The self, in other words, doesn't exist. It's an illusion. So right off the bat, this idea is a bit strange and troublesome. I mean, am I to believe that I have no self? No, that's ridiculous. I have a self. I'm right here, being myself. And second, why on earth would I want to get rid of myself? What would be left? My job is to build a self, not to get rid of it. This was basically my reaction when I was a younger man and was first introduced to meditation and Eastern philosophies. Now, after 7 decades of living and learning, I'm more inclined to entertain the idea of non-dualism and see where it leads. So what the hell are the Buddhist sages talking about when they say the self is an illusion? The way I start to get my head around the dualism problem is by thinking of it in terms of the hemisphere hypothesis as articulated by Ian McGilchrist. Emerging brain science makes it pretty clear that the two hemispheres of the human brain have very distinct ways of attending to the world. The left hemisphere processes information very differently than does the right hemisphere. McGilchrist makes a further point that left hemisphere modes of perceiving have come to dominate. Now, I believe that when Buddhists and meditation leaders say the self is an illusion, they are referring to the way our left hemisphere relates to the world. The left hemisphere is our conceptual brain. It creates concepts about the world and about how the world works. Some of these concepts are fairly accurate. Others are nonsense. But the left hemisphere believes them wholeheartedly, whether they're right or wrong. Our conceptual mind creates shorthand, shortcut summaries of what it thinks is going on in the world. It creates maps of the territory. It creates virtual reality simulations meant to duplicate certain aspects of our experience. Problems arise when we forget that the map is not the actual geography. The simulation is just a cartoon representation, a representation of actual life. So in other words, the conceptual world created by our left hemisphere is not real. It is an illusion. Now, in addition to creating snapshots of the outside world, the left hemisphere also creates snapshots of our internal world. It puts these internal snapshots together to create a concept of self. It uses these snapshots to spin narratives about who we are, how we think, what we feel. The conceptual mind creates a kind of avatar that represents a grossly simplified version of all we have experienced, thought, and done. It's our ego. When Buddhists say the self is an illusion, I believe they mean that the ego is an illusion. The ego is a construction of the left hemisphere. It is our concept of ourself. The story of me is a compilation of independent memories of things I once did, I once thought and felt. It's a real story, and it's helpful in summarizing what I've experienced, but it isn't really me. In that sense, it's an illusion. Part of the problem with the story is that it's frozen in time. It's a kind of snapshot of an event that captures one isolated moment in one very specific and unique set of circumstances. But those circumstances no longer exist. We are not frozen in time. We are constantly changing. We are a process, an emergence. Immediately after the snapshot was taken, we changed and morphed into something slightly different, or perhaps even radically different. So in this sense, the story of ourself, the ego, is make-believe. It's an illusion. It might be a useful illusion at times, but we get ourselves into trouble when we start believing in ourself as a fixed entity, rather than as something more fluid and emergent. Okay, so perhaps we can begin to see that the self is an illusion. But if we take away the ego, if we dispense with the life narratives, what's left? Remember that we're just taking away the left hemisphere mode of operation. When we silence the left hemisphere, we are left with the way the right hemisphere attends to the world. We are left with direct experience of life. When we quiet the conceptual mind of the left hemisphere, we spend more time in the sensory and experiential mind of the right hemisphere. When this happens, we are living rather than thinking about living, experiencing rather than analyzing and interpreting our experiences. So I don't think no self means no self at all. I think it means you get rid of the fake self, the left hemisphere's virtual self, and begin to interact with the world using your sensory self, the right hemisphere perspective. The left hemisphere perspective is dualistic because there is the illusion that your virtual self, your avatar, is seeing and moving and making things happen. The left hemisphere interprets experience, categorizes it, analyzes it, remembers it. The experience and the experiencer are separated. The experiencer observes the experiences from the outside. The right hemisphere perspective is less dualistic because it simply experiences what is going on. No interpretation, no representations. The experience just happens, and you are an integral part of that experience. No separation, no self. You are inside the experience, feeling it unfold and flowing with its emergence. In the next episode, I want to recount the story of Jill Bolte Taylor, who suffered a massive stroke to her left hemisphere, silencing her conceptual mind. Her recovery took 8 years, and during this time, it was her right hemisphere, her sensory experiential self, that was running the show. Her story is a great illustration of what it would be to experience the world without a strong sense of self. All right, until next time, be well. Take care of yourself.